Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4335.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would have to say the producer and composer, Dr. Dre, for the simple fact that he's a man of passion. He cares about his craft, and he brought himself out of a negative situation and turned everything seemingly positive. So that's always been an inspiration for me.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be one of the all-time greats when it comes to music composition and in movie making. I want to be the go-to guy. I want to be at the top of the mountain.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as a winner through all adversity. I don't know what defeat is.
What types of things make you happy?
Genuine people, happy people, people that like to have fun, and enjoy my company and all my quirks.
What types of things make you sad?
Dishonesty makes me sad. Nothing good comes from it.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world I come from is filled with good and bad, and I've learned to find a balance between all of that, and I've chosen a good over it. From my perspective, it conquers everything, and the world is ever-changing, and I change with it.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
The attribute, I believe, is genius. And I say that because my genius comes from curiosity. I've always been curious about things, so I will seek out something that I'm very interested in or that people are interested in and find out how it works and reinvent.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Qualities, I would say honor, courage, and commitment. Without those three, success can never be attained. And respect, it's just when you possess honor, courage, and commitment, you gain the respect of others, which is always important to me.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I love my quality of honesty. That's the quality that I love with myself. I'm able to express myself, and I'm able to hear others. Now, the one that I don't like the least is sometimes. I'm not gonna say it's the worst thing in the world, but sometimes I have more compassion than is necessary for a given time. Some people may take advantage of that. That goes back to the dishonesty.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I would have to say commitment. We're going back to commitment. You know, when you start something, finish it. You started it for a reason. If you have the ability to finish, then why not? You know, I'd rather see things to the end than guessing the rest of my life.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
over good food. It's always meal time, especially on Sundays. You know, my family is usually more cheerful around those times. And in football, that's it.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I received a face cake 1 year, and it was special because it had everybody on there that had the greatest influence over my life. It wasn't my face, but it was everybody else's, so I was able to share my birthday with everybody.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Activities I enjoyed in my childhood, I would have to say, Legos, playing with Legos. And I would usually build with my mother. So it would be a new creation all over anytime I wanted. And I could tear it down when I wanted to and build it right back up.
What is your favorite book? What types of book do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book would have to be The 48 Laws of Power. And some of my favorite books are usually about someone who has observed history, not necessarily a historical figure, but one who witnessed history. My favorite literary character would have to be Charlotte from Charlotte's Web. And that's because I was drawn to her mystery and her spiritual aura. I would have to say there was a lot of power with Charlotte.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word would have to be love. I've always seen love as something strong. It's just deep to me.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
The last book that I read was The Art of Seduction, and my favorite character in there had to be Casanova. Casanova was not described as the most handsome character in there, but it was his mind, the way he thought, that attracted the women that he encountered throughout his life.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
The last movie that I saw, and I didn't mind paying for it, was Machete 2, and I loved it. It fit everything about me. It was straight up action.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I love to watch football, sometimes basketball, but it's mainly football. Mainly football.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
What I do for fun is I'll draw sometimes. I love to doodle. It doesn't have to be anything. I'm not really concerned on the result. And also, playing video games from time to time. It's a good reliever, I forget everything about life and get immersed. So that's fun time.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
Am I a creative person? Of course I am. I express myself in language, as far as word, because music is language too, so I compose music, I draw, like I said, I make jokes with people. That's how I express myself, pretty much any way possible.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
All the time. I hear a lot of times my doppelganger can be John Legend. And who else? That's mainly who I hear.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, or risk you've taken or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you?
I would have to say anything I was recognized for in the Navy. It all took sacrifice. I was recognized, but I wasn't looking for recognition. I just did my job.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would love to interview my grandmother. And she carries so much wisdom that it just can't be bottled up in one family. A lot of people have to hear it. And she's influenced everything. Everything. I can't think of one thing that she hasn't. And she's a product of the world.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I would have to say a first experience that stood out. When I interviewed for a particular job, and I was told that I didn't have any personality, which I thought was laughable. I didn't think that was even possible, but somebody told me that, and my impression from that person was that they don't know anything about me. And they're not trying to know anything about me. They're not looking for an honest and committed, loyal employee. And just an overall good person.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I'll tell you, the biggest risk was deciding that I wanted to compose music for a living. I had, I'd say, 90% of all the forces in life saying no. And coming from my parents, all of that. But I decided that that's what I wanted to do, and I've been happy ever since. And I can only imagine some of the places that I'll end up because of it. It's a positive thing.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I would say any painting by Pablo Picasso. How it's challenged me? It's challenged me to see things sometimes as they are, and a little bit differently. There's a level of misunderstanding when it comes to it, because you'll never be able to fully understand. But the challenge is to see it in your own way. And life is a reflection and everything, but not everybody sees the same thing.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
Yes. Basically coming across the point where that I depend on me. I can only go as far as I can imagine, as far as I speak. I carry myself. I'm there when nobody else is there.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
What I would like to be doing right now is hopefully coming off of a plane, a jet, some sort of airliner, and stepping down in Paris and using some of the newly acquired French that I've been teaching myself, and imagining the meal that I'm going to have for lunch that day. Over, you know, a nice glass of vino.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Hopefully somebody that prefers to be with me at this moment.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is to win. Is to win. To feel good every chance that you have.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time was being away from family and being away from everything that that made me comfortable about life, living in a different country. It was difficult because I had to adapt. I had to adapt to a culture that was unfamiliar and also a money system that was unfamiliar. And how I coped with it is, and I'm still staying true to myself. I found a way to survive. You know, I learned how to use the money. I learned the language, and found a way out. More importantly, I found my way back home.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience would have to be starting my own clothing company. It was something that was talked about for the longest, and I just said, I'm going to do it one day, and I did it, and it's up, it's published, and everything's looking good.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor would have to be... my favorite actor is, I would say, Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is one of my favorite actors.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner would have to be probably over some sort of Chinese food. We'll say chow mein with... chow mein with like some sort of like surf and turf, like steak and shrimp with asparagus, and yeah, and candles. That'll be fine.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, Monopoly. Monopoly is It's life on a board game. It's capitalism. It shows you how to win. Yes, you got to be a little shrewd, but it was always fun to me. Always seeing opportunity in Monopoly.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Yeah, telling my mom that I want to compose music. That was crazy.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do in the morning is hit the snooze button.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I'm going to take the word can't into perspective right now and just say I can't do it right now, but sometimes I wish I could chef for a restaurant. I like cooking. And I don't tell a lot of people, but sometimes I do fantasize about being a chef.
What is your favorite season and why?
My favorite season would have to be the latter part of spring, because you still have the some of the rainy weather, and then it's still warm. It's not overbearingly hot, and you have new growth for the season and everything. I like to see things coming back from the winter.
What matters to you the most?
What matters to me the most is happiness. I like being happy. Anything other than that, I don't deal with it.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you, unless someone specifically asked you this question.
I would say something as simple as that I like to read. I spend a good portion of my downtime reading, just studying, boning up on material. If nobody says anything about it, I don't speak on it. It's just something that just happens.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
What great cause do I feel strongly about? The war on drugs. And I say that because instead of helping a lot of the addicts, what happens is that they get thrown in jail, and they pretty much get thrown into another environment that's even more detrimental to their health. Like, it doesn't help them in any way. Instead of, if you want to lock them away, lock them in rehab. Don't give them an option to leave. Clean those people up so, they can help somebody else instead of throwing them in jail, and they have even more drugs and more violence and more illicit ways to acquire those things.
If you were a superhero, what would you be and what would your power be?
If I was a superhero, my power would be to make everybody laugh.
You are majoring in digital filmmaking. When did you first become interested in this field?
I became interested in filmmaking from an early age in life, very early, about the same time I was putting Legos together and going to movies with my mother. I was always curious about how movies were made, what was going on the other side of the camera. And when HBO started doing HBO First Look at any film, I would always watch.
What are your plans upon graduation?
My plans upon graduation are to either get with the studios with Robert Rodriguez, making cool action films and scoring music, or landing major placement deals with TV networks, record labels, things of that nature.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would choose to be a teacher. I would choose to be a teacher in some sort of way, whether it's conventional, in a school somewhere, or I'm teaching somebody about music or the industry, speaking at those big seminars and stuff like that.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing, in regards to work, family, traveling?
Work. I would be some days I would be in the studio working tirelessly, just hours on end, in sights of completing another project. And other days, as far as work, I would be speaking to the youth of my community, and giving interviews, some like this, and family, hopefully somewhere off, outside of the city, maybe a countryside, and a house, laughing and just glad that we're living a little bit more comfortably than what we are now. Maybe a mimosa in the morning or something like that, or we could take a boat ride.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I would say first, I mean, it wouldn't nothing about the evening would be planned. It would be spontaneous, of course. But some of the things that I would like to do, I would like to, travel the city, see some of the sights, I act like a tourist in my city for a little bit, with whoever I'm with, and just off the cuff, if we smell something good in the air, hey, let's go there, and not have to question it, not have to debate or argue, or you pick a place and nothing like that. It's just the consensus on everything, and good conversation, good engaging, inspiring conversation, and a lot of contact, affectionate nature, things like that.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
The qualities I look for is someone that is respectful, that they respect themselves, they respect me, they're very supportive, they understand that that they won't understand everything about me, but still enjoy being with me. They're strong, they're leaders, they're team players, most of all. They can work as a team.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
To be loyal. Every opportunity that I have, to be loyal.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
At first, I did look at some of the money, but it made me uncomfortable, and I had to find a good enough reason. So why I decided was that I knew I was helping families, whether it was already some sort of couple, or it was somebody that was single that always wanted a family, and they may not have found the right partner, or for a long time they just wasn't able to conceive, or anything of that nature. And then also, that n not knowing if I would ever find a mate, or I would have children of my own, whether maybe I could have one in some sort of way, like I get passed on.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Just if you haven't figured out already, I'm happy, and I like to have fun. I have a good overview on life, and hopefully that you can instill those values. You can relate and instill those same values in your child whenever you have your child.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4335.